What you're about to hear is about 15 minutes of recording from the graveside of my cousin Stephen. I thought it would be nice to just record the sounds of the procedure. So, well, never done it before. And I thought I would just like to record it for my own sake, for something to listen back to, you know, somewhere down the line. But I thought I'd share it with you as well, since you've followed me through the trials and tribulations of Stephen over the past weeks and months. And so I thought, as the final part and the final act, as it were, of his life, I would like to record it. Apologies for rustling noises you'll get, because I couldn't honestly bring myself to lift out a Zoom and record, so I recorded it in Boss Shock Studio and on my iPhone 4S, which was in my coat pocket. So apologies once again for the rustling. It's not too bad once it gets going. So if you'd like to listen through and share that final procedure, as it were, this final part of his life here on this earth. Thanks once again, everyone who has followed this through and commented.
My brother Stephen has gone from this life, has gone to his rest in peace of Christ. May the Lord now welcome him to the table of God's chosen in heaven. With faith and hope in eternal life, let us assist him with our prayers. Let us pray to the Lord also for ourselves. May we who mourn be reunited one day with Stephen. Together may we meet Christ Jesus, when he who is our life appears in glory. We read in Scripture, "Come, you whom my Father has blessed," says the Lord, "inherit the kingdom prepared for you since the foundation of the world." Because God has chosen to call our brother from this life to himself, we commit his body to the earth. Lord Jesus Christ, by your own 3 days in the tomb, you hallowed the graves of all who believe in you, and so made the grave a sign of hope that promises resurrection, even as it claims our mortal bodies. Grant that our brother may sleep here in peace until you awaken him to glory, for you are the resurrection and the life. Then he will see you face to face, and in your light will know light and see the splendour of God. For you live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
God bears to take up that course when called. God number one, Stephen. Number two, Callum. Ryan. Jordan. Colin, John, James, Stuart. At this point, gentlemen, please do not wrap the cords around your hands. As you take the strain of the cords, please raise the coffin clear off the battens. Raise up off the battens, please. Let the cords slide evenly through your hands. Into the grave, please, and step clear from the boats.
Because God has chosen to call our brother Stephen from this life to himself, to commit his body to the earth, we are dust, and unto dust we shall return. For the Lord Jesus Christ will change our mortal bodies to be like his in glory, for he is risen, the firstborn from the dead. So let us commend our brother to the Lord, that the Lord may embrace him in peace and raise up his body on the last day. For our brother Stephen, let us pray to our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me shall live even in death, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Lord, you consoled Martha and Mary in their distress, who are near to us who mourn for Stephen, and dry the tears of those who weep. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
You went to the grave of Lazarus, your friend. Comfort us in our sorrow. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
You raised the dead to life. Give our brother eternal life. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
You promised paradise to the repentant thief. Bring Stephen to the joys of heaven. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Our brother was washed in baptism and anointed with the Holy Spirit. Give him fellowship with all your saints. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
He was nourished with your body and blood. Grant him a place at the table in your heavenly kingdom. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Comfort us in our sorrow at the death of Stephen. Let our faith be our consolation and eternal life our hope. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Now let us pray as Christ taught us when we say together,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
God of holiness and power, accept our prayers on behalf of your servant. Do not count his deeds against him, for in his heart he desired to do your will. As his faith united him to your people on earth, so may your mercy join him to the angels in heaven. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Bow your heads and pray for God's blessing. Merciful Lord, you know the anguish of the sorrowful. You are attentive to the prayers of the humble. Hear your people who cry out to you in their need. Hear your people who cry out to you in their need, and strengthen their hope in your lasting goodness. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord.
And let perpetual light shine upon him. May he rest in peace. Amen.
May his soul and the souls of all the faithful departed,
through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Father, come forward with their formal tributes, please, and take them into the grave. I'd like to take this opportunity on behalf of the family and thank you all for attending the service. Kind invitations are extended to anyone wishing to join the family at the Royal British Legion for a cup of tea. Thank you.
Stuart.
Oh, God.
Maybe longer.
Yeah, it's been high, at least that.
Because I've been away for 7 years.
Are you still doing buying in
Blackpool? I just not. No, never
knew. Oh, I thought you worked in Blackpool.
No, I've moved to Prestonwood, BNC.
Oh, right, aye.
And then moved up to a new village just north of Lancaster.
Aye.
Just to say Morecambe.
Yeah, all right. I've been there all year. I think the last day I must have seen you must have been probably another thing.
But,
yeah. Up here. I don't know.
That was 78. That would have been Uncle Angus, or was it?
It's usually the only time
they've
been
here
for that.
Aye. That was the only time. Well, that was the only time. I can't remember talking to you, you know, I just...
That long ago.
You've not changed much, your just hair's got a bit... Long. Right, the same as mine. You say good boy.
Say blonde, you say green, brother. Me and Cathy were in agreement and our hair had been blonde. I'll take away. You've not changed the shirt, to be honest with you, really.
A bit later,
yeah, I mean, that's a family trait, that
one. I can say that again.
That was nice
of
the
fight. Aye,
aye. You're going back to the Legion, eh?
We're going back. I will see you back there.
Aye.
You're going back yourself, aye?
Aye, well, we came up on last Thursday, you see.
Aye.
And we're staying in, we rented an apartment in Leith.
In Leith?
Aye, down in Leith, you see, and my son was up with his Swedish girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
So he went back down the road on Monday, and she went back to Sweden on Monday as well.
Right. So they were up here and there are we doing it and then you're up.
Yeah.
Well, see it looking, eh? You're just staying for a wee bit. Are you staying for a few days?
No, I came up on Thursday, I stay for a few days, go back during the day.
Go back during the day.
You
might have brought some better weather, are you?
That's
all I hear. I'm going to go to the bank if it's in that way.